Kirkland Lake, a snowy December night, delivered an unforgettable experience for a northern family and paramedics. On December 7, Kirkland Lake's Bella Batisse, who was 38 weeks pregnant, went to the hospital with contractions. She was checked over by a doctor, who decided to transfer her by ambulance to the Temiskaming Hospital in Nulaskeard. En route, paramedics Brandy Willette and Natasha Albert of the District of Temiskaming Social Services Administration Board, DTSSAB, realized that the baby would arrive before arriving in Nulaskeard. The call came in the middle of the night during a snowstorm. We were traveling down Highway 11 with lights and sirens blazing. It was a code 4 emergency, Willette said in a joint statement to Timmins Today with Albert. A code 4 is defined as a life-threatening situation which requires paramedics to drive with lights and sirens on to get to the hospital as quickly as possible. It quickly became clear that the little one wasn't going to wait for the hospital. We made the decision to pull over on the side of the highway, keeping our lights on for safety, the paramedics said. Thanks to the skilled support of Nurse Anna, who happened to be traveling with us, we were able to safely deliver a healthy baby boy right there on the roadside. Kirkland Lake's Bella Batisse delivered her son during a snowstorm on the way to the Nulaskeard Hospital. Supplied photo. Weighing in at 5 pounds 6 ounces, the yet-to-be-named baby boy arrived in the world at 12:36 a.m. on December 8 near 80 Creek Falls, about halfway to Nulaskeard from Kirkland Lake. As paramedics, we are trained to handle emergencies and prepare for everything that could go wrong. Often, we're faced with severe injuries, illnesses, and loss. But this past weekend, everything went right, the paramedics said. It's a rare experience to assist in the birth of a baby, and this was a first for both Natasha and me. It was a roller coaster of emotions for the paramedics. Everyone came together seamlessly. Most importantly, Mom did an incredible job, and we were fortunate to have such a positive outcome, they said. Mary Ann Toppy, the great-aunt of the newborn, shared that Batisse and her baby are doing well and expressed the family's immense gratitude. We are forever grateful for Anna and the paramedics, she said. We're just all so relieved that although everything unfolded so eventfully, everyone is safe and healthy. The DTSSAB shared Batisse's birth story in a Facebook post on Tuesday, December 10, which has been getting a lot of attention. Toppy said the positive feedback on the post has been heartwarming. I am happy to see the positive feedback for our first responders on the social media post. They do hero work on a daily basis. They deserve the recognition and appreciation, she said. Our family is forever grateful for them and the service they provide for our community. Willette and Albert said this experience serves as a reminder for drivers to slow down when you see the lights of a first responder. You never know what critical situation might be unfolding inside that vehicle, they said. Toppy said Batisse and her baby boy, whose name has yet to be decided, are now home in Kirkland Lake adjusting to life as a family of four.